How do we look in God's sight? When God looks down on this planet and sees us as individuals, what does he see? Something bright and beautiful, or something foul and ugly? Well, the facts are, it depends on our relationship with his Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible makes this very clear. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteous deeds are like filthy rags. We do all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." Here we learn three things about ourselves. One, we are unclean. Our own righteousness in the sight of God is like filthy rags. Secondly, we are like a faded, withered, dead leaf. There is no spiritual life within us. The Bible says we are dead in trespasses and sins. And that is why the Bible says we must be born again by the Spirit of God unto a new life in Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul put it very simply and very plain. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, when God sees sin, he sees that which cannot live in his presence. Our iniquities, like the wind, take us away from a living relationship with the Almighty God, and we are separated from him. That, of course, brings the question, how can we be restored to a living relationship with God? The problem goes way back to the very dawn of time. God created the first man and woman, put them in a beautiful garden, and walked with them in loving fellowship. But they sinned. They turned their backs on God. And that relationship was broken. But God had a plan. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son to redeem them. Again, the prophet Isaiah says, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness." Through Jesus Christ, God has exchanged that which was unclean for that which is spotless, pure, and holy, the very righteousness of Jesus Christ himself. God has exchanged that which was dead for that which is alive, alive forevermore, the very life of Christ himself. And God has exchanged that which was separated from him for that which will enjoy close fellowship with him for all of eternity. And today, God calls to each of us to take that first step of repentance and faith, to open our hearts to him and invite the Lord Jesus Christ to come into our lives, to forgive our sins, and to give us the gift of eternal life, to be our Savior and our Lord, to be clothed in the very righteousness of Christ. Will you do it? Will you do it now? Open your heart to him.